you, babe. Say, how about little...
Ouch. Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement. Here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere. Of course, that's just the name I use on the stage. Lately, though, the only stage I've been on is the stage of starvation. Gosh, I haven't eaten in so long, my stomach thinks my throat is cut. On top of everything else, my room rent was overdue, so I went to my landlady to find out about my credit standing. I found out real quick, too. My standing was flat on its face. So I packed up all my stuff and came here to sunny Florida. I figured if I got to turn into a bag of bones, I might as well look like a healthy one. Luckily, I heard about a couple of agents, Manny and Joe Howard, who were looking for acts for the return of vaudeville. The money wasn't much, I knew, but I needed some dough to keep me going until television blew over. But when I got to auditioning before the Howard brothers, I sort of had a sneaking feeling that my act wasn't going over so good. But I thought maybe it was just the radiator hissing when I finished my song.
Well, Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, Miss Revere, for vaudeville...
Yeah?
Well, I think...
No, I'm a partner too, Joe. Why don't you ask me what I think?
All right, genius. What do you think?
Don't ask.
Please, Mr. Howard.
Yes?
Mr. Howard.
Yes?
Let me go on with the rest of my act. This job is important to me.
It's important to us, too, Miss Revere. After all, we want to keep vaudeville going.
It died once, you know. If it dies once more, it's dead.
Yeah, and it ain't like a cat. Extra chances it don't get.
Please, I know you like the rest of my act.
Well, Joe, what do you think, partner?
If I could think, would I be your partner?
Now, look here, Mr. Howard.
Oh, please, gentlemen, don't fight on my time.
So go ahead, Miss Revere.
Thanks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But no applause, please. I've got a terrible headache. That's a joke, gentlemen.
If you say so, Miss Revere.
I like it.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You like it. You don't even understand it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
I don't understand how a chicken lays eggs either, but that don't mean I can't appreciate an omelet.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
What I'm worried about is, will the paying customers get it?
Ladies...
And I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen...
I like it. It's very funny.
I give up.
Please don't applaud, folks. I don't feel so good. Very funny.
Gentlemen, please. I haven't finished.
You don't have to, Miss Revere. If my partner likes your act, he'll put you on the bill.
Oh, you mean you'd be willing to book my act?
Well, now, I can't give you a positive yes.
But we could give you a positive maybe.
Miss Sevilla, you're an attractive girl. No, Joe?
Sweetie pie.
Yeah, but there's a but.
A little one. Your act is...
Lousy.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Yeah, I know. Good and lousy.
I'm sorry, Miss Revere.
Likewise.
But we are still open for acts. Something different.
And maybe, who can tell if you should happen to come up with one.
I should live so long.
Meanwhile, Miss Revere, if you're a little short of money...
We could, perhaps.
Look, fella.
No, with no strings attached. For me, I can speak.
For me, too. What am I, a wolf type?
Well, thank you, fellas, but I'll get along somehow. Dreamer that I am.
It went good, your audition, Miss? Yes.
It went good, my audition, no. I hope you do better with yours, Mr.
Schultz, the great Schultz, I was called in Vienna, Budapest, all over Europe. In this country, not so great. Sit down, Miss.
Revere, Maisie Revere. Oh, it sure feels good to sit down. I've been traveling all day.
Revere. I remember reading about some days of a Revere, a Paul Revere. He rode to Boston on a horse. He was related to you, perhaps?
Could be. Nobody in my family ever had enough money to go any place by train. I don't even have enough to go by trolley.
Who has in this business? Me, the great Schultz, I have barely enough to feed me and Sonia.
Oh, your wife, huh?
She's a dog.
Well, looks ain't everything, I always say.
I mean, Sonia is an animal dog, the smartest dog in the world. In Budapest, the critics, they said, Sonia, she is smarter than most people.
Oh, you have one of those trained dog acts.
Not one of those dog acts, miss. The greatest canine act in the whole world. The greatest. In Vienna, Paris, Budapest, they stood in line to see Sonia perform.
Yeah, I know. But here in America.
The great Schultz stands in line. The unemployment line. One has to eat, you know, Miss Revere.
Yeah. You know, when I first started eating myself, I had no idea it would be habit forming. Well, it was nice meeting you, Mr. Schultz, and lots of luck. I'd better be getting back.
There too, Miss Revere.
No, who knows? Maybe I'll land a job as a taxi dancer or something.
Ach, but you, Miss Revere, an artist. It's not fair, dancing with all those clumsy fools stamping all over your feet.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to it. My dogs are trained, too. Well, goodbye again. Maybe my dogs ain't so trained. The left one seems to be crying.
Oh, that's Sonia. She's lying under your chair.
Ah,
I think you maybe stepped on her little tail and you stood up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sonia.
Sonia said you're forgiven.
She did? Well, I'll have to take your word for it. I don't talk very good dog.
Sonia thinks that's a funny joke. You see, she's laughing.
Hey, that does sound like a laugh. No wonder my act never did so good. I've been playing for people instead of dogs.
That was a good one, too. Sonia, show the lady your appreciation.
Well, look. She's standing on her hind legs and clapping her two little paws together. She's applauding me.
Naturally. Besides being a great artist herself, Sonia also recognizes talent in others. Really show your admiration, Sonia. Throw the artist a kiss.
Why, she's doing it. With her little paw in her mouth. Sonia, you are the smartest dog in the world.
Well, Sonia, you heard the lady.
She's bowing. Wow, she is a ham, too. Mr. Schultz, how is it possible that a terrific act like yours and Sonia's isn't working?
Personality, the booking agents in this country say, Miss Revere. I have a great act, but no...
Class, huh?
Yeah. Don't cry, Sonia. Someday we'll show them. But you, Miss Revere, you definitely have, how you say in English, class.
Well, thanks, Sonia. Yeah, the Howard brothers say I've got class, but no act.
Funny world, ain't it, Miss Revere? I got what you don't have.
Yeah, and I got what you don't have. But that is right, Sonia. We should be working together. Give the lady 12 silver dollars, Professor.
More than that, she'll get, Miss Revere. If you and Sonia could click.
Oh. You heard, Mr. Howard? You like it? You think it can work?
I'm sure it can. Sonia here has been trained to work with anybody. No, Sonia.
See, she said positively.
Miss Revere can handle it, I'm sure.
Well, Joe, we need an act for the bill tonight. Clark and Jeffrey's songs and Vitti Pata just canceled, you know. What do you say?
You think it's all right, Manny?
I'm positive, I think.
Then I'm against it.
But why, Mr. Howard?
Yeah, give me one reason.
Look, Mr. Howard, I know I'm not very brilliant.
All right, give me another reason.
Gladly. You never guessed right on any act.
But you said I've got the class to clear.
And I've got the act that already has gig.
Yeah, I'm one in one, mate.
You see, Joe, the dog knows more than you.
Then maybe you'd rather have this dog for a partner?
Now that you mention
please, if you'll only give us a chance, let me rehearse Sonia. Oh, I'm sorry, Sonia. I mean, let her rehearse me. If you don't think we're good enough to open tonight...
Then you have lost nothing but your time.
Okay, we'll look on the act after Miss Revere and the dog give it a couple of run-throughs.
Swear.
You won't be sorry, gentlemen. We'll stop the show.
Yeah, this I got to see first. I'm from Kentucky.
You mean from Missouri?
I moved.
You can use our office to rehearse him, Miss Revere. You'll be back after lunch to give a look.
Good. Come on, Professor. Sonia? We gotta be letter perfect by then. See you after lunch, gentlemen, and we're gonna knock you dead.
Me, you don't have to knock so hard. I'm half dead already.
There you are, gentlemen. All signed, sealed, and delivered. Mr. Schultz will sign the contract at the theater tonight.
What about Sonia?
Oh, she ain't smart enough to sign her name. Where is she?
He means, where is she?
Oh.
She was here a minute ago.
Yeah, then we were discussing the money. That's smart, she is.
She opened the door and ran out into the street.
Into the street? What for?
Well, after all, Joe, a dog is a dog, and...
sure.
Well, here's the contract, Mr. Veer. I'll see you later at the theater. And knock him dead. I'm counting on you.
We're counting on you.
Oh, we'll knock him dead. Don't worry. Well, I'd better go out and round up Sonia. It's a long bus ride to the theater.
All right, Miss Revere. They don't allow dogs to ride on buses.
Oh, well, maybe I can find a Greyhound bus. I better get Sonia to write me some new material. Goodbye, Forrest. See you at the matinee. Sonia. Sonia, come on, doggy. We gotta get to the theater. Sonia, stop hiding. This is no time for games. Sonia, come out already. Come out wherever you are. Sonia, please come here. Maisie gives liver.
Looking for somebody, lady?
Oh, yeah, a dog. A little black dog with floppy ears.
Oh, a sort of curly tail about this high?
Yeah. Have you seen her? It's very important. I got to get her to the theater for the matinee.
Oh, afraid you'll have to see the show alone, lady. The pooch was picked up by the dog catcher a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, then there's nothing to worry about. Dog catcher.
Yeah, they've been picking up all strays without a license the last couple of days.
But they can't do that to Sonia. She's smart. Smarter than most people.
She's so smart, she wouldn't be a dog.
But they can't do that to Sonia. We've got a show, a matinee.
Them dog catchers don't owe from nothing, miss. No license. They pick them up.
Oh, but this dog is different. Smart like a whip. Why, she could practically talk.
Well, that there dog catcher didn't know that, I'm sure.
Oh, Sonia. Sonia, why didn't you say something?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Okay, lady, we're here now. Where's the fire?
The fire?
Yes, you know, the red stuff that burns. Where is it?
Oh, there ain't no fire.
Okay, men, get those ladders off. No fire?
No. You see, I was half out of my mind.
Only half?
Well, I didn't know what to do, so I saw this firebox on the post, and it said that...
I know what it said, but that's supposed to be used only in case of emergency.
But this is an emergency. My dog is lost.
Dog? Hey, look, lady, we're in the fire business.
Then you're the right people to help. If I don't get that dog back, I'll be fired. The dog catcher picked her up.
Lady, do you realize a thing like this might mean a jail sentence?
And don't think that dog catcher don't deserve it either. Lots of people are dependent on that dog at the matinee today. You just gotta help me, Chief.
Me? Well, why the fire department?
Because we gotta be on the stage in an hour.
Hey, look, miss.
Now, you look. They always call the fire department when a cat is stuck up in a tree, huh?
I know, but a dog
well,
is...
Well, can they help it if they can't climb trees? Can they help it if they have to get into trouble with dog catchers?
Look, miss, all you had to do was go to the city pound and claim the mutt.
Oh, Sonia is not a mutt. She's smart and trained. Joe and Manny Howard, the agents up there, think she's great enough to stop the show this afternoon. But I'm sorry if I've inconvenienced you a little.
Inconvenienced? Oh, no. No, not at all. You see, I like to get the whole department out every so often. It breaks up the monotony of checkers, you know. Now, look here, miss. I've got a good mind.
Well, I couldn't ask the Howard brothers to help. They'd get angry and cancel the act.
Yeah. Hey, look, all that you had to do was go down to the pound and claim the pooch.
But how? Streetcar or bus takes too long. I gotta be at that matinee in less than an hour.
Well, you could have taken a cab.
Well, that costs money. $2, easy.
Don't you have $2?
I'm in show business.
Well, I'm not, miss. I'm a great big brave fireman, you know. I don't get paid for returning dogs to their owners.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, look. No, miss. Hey, don't cry, will you? I'd like to help, but...
Then you will?
Will what?
Drive me down to the pound.
What?
Oh.
Hey, now stop it, please.
With a siren going and no stopping for lights, we could get there real fast.
Are you crazy?
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm just a fireman, a public servant.
Well, then why won't you help me? I'm a public. I mean, I'm a taxpayer.
You're a taxpayer?
Well... Okay, a tax over. Oh, please, Chief.
No.
No. Very well, then. Would you do me another small favor, then, Chief?
Oh, certainly, miss. I'm really sorry for you, but I... Well, what's the favor?
Kindly tell me the tallest building in town.
Yeah, well, the City Hall downtown, that's about 27... What do you want to know for?
When I jump, I'd like to know it'll be high enough to do the trick. I'm too tired to make 2 trips.
Get in, miss. There's the pound, miss.
Oh, thanks, Chiefy. I'll leave a couple of passes at the box office for you.
Oh, goody, goody, gumdrop.
Under what name shall I leave them under, Chief?
Oh, I think stupid describes me pretty well.
Oh, you're just being modest.
Yeah, thanks. So long, miss. If you ever come across a fire, will you please call our station? You know, we can use the business.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't think of dealing with strangers. Goodbye. Thanks again.
Yes, miss, what can I do for you?
I want Sonia.
Well, you come to the right state for it. In Florida, it's always shining.
She's a dog. You picked her up about 20 minutes ago. Please give her back, but quick.
Sure, lady, sure, but there are a few little formalities first.
Well, just skip them. I'm in a terrible hurry. I got to be at the theater in 40 minutes with my dog.
There's a little matter of a license.
Well, Sonia don't need a license. She's smart enough to know who she belongs to without having to read a silly little tag. I want her back right now.
Yes, miss. Now, exactly what kind of a dog is our Sonia?
I told you. A show dog.
I mean the breed, is she? Bull, terrier, setter, poodle, shepherd, boxer, Dalmatian,
yes.
Charlie? Oh, a little everything.
Yeah, right? A family tree's more like a forest. But you can't mistake her. She's black with floppy ears.
Oh, sort of curly tail about this high?
Oh, and she's here.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know your Sonia was at the theater, so I put in the hoi polloi kennel. You'll have to come with me and identify your canine, Sarah Bernard.
Oh, sure, sure, but let's hurry. We're due at the theater.
Well, here's these crops, miss. Can you pick out your Sonia?
Gosh, you sure got him crowded in close.
Yeah, it keeps him from getting lonesome. Found her yet?
No, but I know a quick way to... How much is 2 and 2?
And Sonia must have been holding class. They all seem to know the answer.
Well, I'll find her yet. That was very, very good. Oh, there's Sonia over there. The one standing on her hind legs and bowing.
Oh, the little ham, huh?
Yeah. Get her for me quick, please, mister. Time's a waste.
Well, yeah, but first, $2, please.
Well, I've just got time to... $2?
For the license. Gotta have one, you know.
But I don't have $2.
Sorry, miss. No money, no muddy. Rules.
But the theater, I can't go without her.
Why not? You know how much 2 and 2 are, don't you?
Oh, but you don't understand.
Lady, look, I just work here.
Rules, yeah, I know. Well, Maisie, here goes your gold earring. Mister, where's the nearest pawn shop?
There's one around the corner. I'm really sorry, miss.
Yeah, well, lots of people will be sorry if that act don't go on this afternoon. I'll be right back, friend. Take good care of Sonia, please.
I'll guard her with my life, miss, with my life.
And I'll be back in a flash with the cash.
Come on out, Sonia. You've been spoken for. Go away, lassie. We're only letting stage actors out today. Let's go, Sonia. Mom will be back for you in a few minutes. Come on, girl. Now, don't cry. You'll ruin your makeup. In here, Sonia, in the office. You don't want to hang around with them non-professionals. Now, let's see you do a trick, Sonia. Up on your hind legs and walk. Yeah, that's pretty good, Sonia. Now, walk to the door. Good. Hey, Sonia. I said to the door, not out of it. Sonia, Come back here. Come back here. Hey, Sonia. Hey, Sonia. Come back here.
Hello, George. What's up?
Well, one of our strays just took it on a lamb. I got to get it back.
What for, George? I got more than we can handle right here in the wagon. Had a big haul this trip.
This month's something special. Got to get it back. That little black job with the floppy ears and the tail like a shaving brush.
Well, there ain't nothing special about that. I got one in the wagon just like it. Picked her up about an hour ago. Well,
she ain't my target for right now. Take over the desk till I get back, Jack. This was an emergency.
Okay.
I have to get this new load of hounds into the kennels first.
Yeah, sure, sure. Sonia!
Well, I'm back. Let's have it, quick.
Huh?
Oh, say, you're not the fellow I spoke to a couple of minutes ago.
No, he's out on the prowl for an unappreciative guest.
Can I help?
Yeah. I want that little black dog you picked up with the floppy ears and the tail.
Like a shaving brush?
Yeah. And here's the $2 for the license. Get my dog, quick. I'm way late for the theater now.
Well, I have to fill out the license first. Now, what's your name?
Here's my driver's license. You can get all you need from that. Meanwhile, I'll go out to the kennels and get my dog.
But, miss, that's against the rules. Besides, some of those dogs might be mad. They might bite you.
Then I'll bite back. I'm good and mad myself. Well, I got my pooch. Is the license ready yet?
Yeah, but personally, I don't think that mud is worth it.
Oh, I see. You just hurt her feelings. No, no. Mama's going to take you back to the theater, Sonia.
Sonia? Oh, lady, that ain't
Yes, it is. Sonia, the smartest animal the stage has ever known.
But listen.
Look, I ain't got no time to dilly-dally. Give me that license. Thanks. And do you know what I think of all dog catchers? You said it, Sonia. So long.
Okay, lady. I just wanted to tell you that mutt ain't the greatest dog the stage has ever known. That mutt you got not only don't know anything, she don't even suspect anything.
Am I late? Am I on?
Miss Revere, at last you're here. What kept you?
Got 1 minute, Miss Revere. I can't hold the curtain any longer.
Oh, but my costume. I can't go out without my costume. It only takes me 5 minutes to change.
Miss Revere, I'm a man of few words.
You and that dog get out there on that stage.
You took the few words out of my mouth.
Ready, Miss Revere?
Ready. Come on, Sonia. Sonia, we're on.
Now look, she's hiding under a chair.
Oh, fine. At a time like this game she plays.
Oh, the poor baby. She's afraid.
She's afraid. I'm afraid. My reputation in the theater depends on this act.
Our reputation. Remember, I'm a partner.
You're a silent partner.
So?
So shut up. Out on that stage, Miss Revere.
Okay. Come on, Sonia. Oh, gosh, I'll have to carry her on.
Me, you'll have to carry out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, Sonia, say hello to this nice audience. You'll have to excuse Sonia, folks. She's used to playing to tough audiences. And this looks like a real tough one. Well, Sonia, let's show the audience how smart you are in arithmetic. Sonia, how much is 2 and 2? Well, sometimes you gotta coax her. She don't like to show off.
Oh, look like she likes to do anything.
Come on, Sonia. Don't be afraid. They won't bite you. But I will if you don't give me the answer. Well, Sonia, I'm waiting. Think now. How much are 2 and 2?
Woof, woof. Come on, Sonia. One more woof.
Come on, Sonia. 2 and 2.
Woof.
Yeah?
Woof.
Yeah? Ah, there you are, folks. Shut up, Sonia. See how smart she is, folks? Not only did Sonia give the correct answer, but she also repeated it. Sonia, what got into you? And now, ladies and gentlemen, Sonia will show how intelligent she is by doing anything any of you people in the audience request. I hope. Now, what would you like Sonia to do?
Drop dead!
Sonia, come back here. That man didn't mean what he said. Sonia!
Ring down the kite! Ring down the kite!
Before there's such a thing should happen to me.
Oh, my. Get a doctor. Get a doctor.
Get two doctors.
What for?
One for me.
And get me an undertaker. From now on, I'm a dead duck.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Here's Maisie.
Well, the pooch did bite that fellow in the audience, but the man will be all right. At least the dog wasn't mad. But Joe and Manny Howard sure were. I'd like to tell you what they called me, but there just ain't no way of doing it and staying on the air. I found out that I didn't have the real Sonia a little too late. You see, when she ran away, she went straight back to her master, the great Schultz. He tried to get past the man at the stage door to tell me, but I guess the great Schultz wasn't that great. Well, I guess I'll just have to pack up my little black suitcase and move on. They got enough lemons here in Florida without me. But I'm still not through with vaudeville. I'm going to get myself another act. But no more dogs for little Maisie. If I ever do another act with an animal, it'll be with a pigeon or a goldfish. At least if things go wrong, I can always eat the act.
You just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Harry Bartell, Hans Conried, Marvin Miller, Sheldon Leonard, Sam Hearn, and Dave Light. Jack McCoy speaking.